Six-term Republican Congressman Dave Reichert has a new Democratic challenger, a Seattle broadcaster who's been on the air for decades. Former King 5 sports anchor Tony Ventrella told me that he's considered running for office before, a couple of times even, but he's always decided against it until now.
I almost didn't do it this time. Let's just say that to start with, because about a year and a half ago, I decided, okay, I've been in broadcasting 35 years, been with the Seahawks 10 years. That's a total of 45. I thought, okay, I want to run for something. I want to serve. I consider that I served in 1964 to 70 in the U.S. Army. Instead of retiring, I want to serve my country again as a representative. Then as I got into that and began to discover the amount of money that needs to be raised for no matter what you're running for, I thought, okay, I'm not running for anything because this money thing is making me sick. I can't sit there for 4 hours a day and call my friends and family for money. And then on top of that, take money from super PACs and lobbyists and PACs. And then I thought, wait a second, I am going to do it, but I'm going to run a rebel campaign that takes money only from individuals. And my first person I brought it up to said, you're crazy, which confirmed the fact that I should go ahead and do it.
A crazy rebel campaign refusing to deal with super PACs. It sounds like you're feeling the burn.
People brought that up. Gee, you get this idea from Bernie Sanders. What I want to point out, Bill, is that I told someone this 15 years ago. It was a friend of mine who worked at Comcast when I was doing some work for Comcast, a show called Local Edition. And I said to the guy, I'm thinking about running and not taking any money except from individuals. And he said, you will get crushed and people will be interested for about 2 days. And then it'll be crickets after that. So I backed away. But now I'm at my advanced age. I'm so much wiser now. I've decided that this is how I want to do it. And so I got to do it this way. And if I can succeed at this, look at Bernie succeeding at it.
So you're a Bernie Sanders supporter?
No, I'm not. I like Bernie. I like his ideas. And I love the influence that he's bringing to the eventual president, whom I think will be Hillary Clinton. But I think he's a great influence. I think he's gotten a lot said. He said a lot of things that people maybe don't want to hear. And I hope he continues to do it long after this election is over.
But you're going to vote for the presidential candidate who's taking more money. So why shouldn't voters do the same? Why should they care about your crazy rebel stand on not taking any donations?
A legitimate question. And many won't. The key, what it comes down to, who's the most qualified to be in this seat? Is it Dave Reichert, who's been in the seat for now 10 years going or 12 and going for 14? Or is it Tony Ventrella, who has no experience in politics, but a working knowledge of all the issues, who can truly represent the people and not the big money interests? I think that's the difference here.
But hasn't the Supreme Court already ruled Citizens United? Money is in politics. What does being a freshman congressman from Washington State have to do with that?
Well, I think if freshman congressman from Washington State or any other state has a responsibility, if he or she feels that that decision was wrong, to try and figure out how to reverse it. And frankly, the way it looks right now, people are okay with it, apparently, because this David Jolly congressman from Florida only has 6 co-sponsors out of 435 in Congress. So apparently the Congress is okay with this. If the people are okay with it, then I'm just going to go open a barbershop someplace in Maine and charge about $8, and that'll be it. And then again, small contributions.
So you're looking for small donations, $50 here and there, right?
Legally, an individual can donate up to $2,700. 50 is great, 25. I don't want much of their money, but if they believe in this cause, I think a contribution would be helpful.
And what are they getting if they can drop a couple of Tubmans on you?
That's right. It is a couple of Tubmans. Is that $40? They would get a representative who listens. And they'll get someone that owes nothing to big money interests, but owes everything to the people who put them in office.
Well, what is the biggest policy difference? You versus Reichert. Why should a voter choose you over
Well, I'll Dave give you Reichert? One example. I'm going back to 2011, the Jobs Act that would have put 1 million people back to work fixing the broken infrastructure across the country. And Representative Reichert, along with the Republican Congress, shut that thing down in the second. That's a vote that I think was wrong, and I would reverse that. And he's also voted a couple times with the Democrats. And I think that's strategically done to keep his seat safe. But I just think that he's voted way too much lockstep with the Republican Party through the Bush years and even through the Obama years. And I'd like to change that. So, I mean, there's a reason I'm running for that office. But the bigger reason is this money thing, because frankly, unless you can get the big money influence out of politics, the other issues won't ever get solved. I am running a crusade against big money influence in politics. If I happen to win the seat, that's a bonus.
Tony Ventrella, former sports anchor at King 5, broadcaster at Cairo, KCPQ. He says he's taking on big money in politics and also six-term Republican Congressman Dave Reichert for a seat in Congress this fall.